You are listening to Skip Intro. I'm Lee Chui Lin. In the studio with me today, Ian McNally, Bahir Yusuf, and Julian Yap. And you know why I'm going really, really fast? I'm going really, really fast because today we're talking about a movie that goes really, really fast.
Hobbs and Shaw. You want a war? You've got one.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
You're never going to survive their firepower.
We're going to need cars and guns.
Oh, I can handle that part.
I get my fighting means on whenever there's a drought. Get your umbrellas out because that's my brainstorm.
I got your back, brother. Let me yours.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
Or rather, it goes off of a franchise that goes really, really fast because this is it a spin-off? Can
it
we call
a
it
spin-off.
A spin-off? It's a spin-off off of the Fast and Furious, you know, just crazy amount of film franchise.
This movie is called Fast and Furious Presents.
Colon.
Hobbs.
Hobbs. Ampersand Shaw.
Guys, it's like they're a studio. There it is. That's the giveaway. We're talking about Hobbs and Shaw. Should we do the story? Is there a story?
Well, for anyone who's seen the trailer, you don't need to know the story because the story is in the trailer.
It's there, yeah.
But if you haven't seen the trailer, don't watch the trailer. But I was hugely worried going into this that everything was in the trailer. And it's Luke Hobbs, Deckard Shaw, lawman, outlaw, teaming up to take down a virus.
And it's who all, is who?
The Rock is Hobbs. And
Jason
Statham.
Sure.
Is Shaw, is Deckard Shaw. Like, I just had in my notes, like, does anyone care what his job title is in this?
No.
He wears a suit.
He's
a bit of a geezer.
Problem.
He hangs out in a pub.
Can I say, I don't know what either of their jobs are.
Mm.
I just went into this thinking that they were both carboys.
Carboys.
I had no idea. Because it starts out once in London and once in Los Angeles, and I had no idea what they were doing there. And then they, like, the CIA comes to them like, sure.
No, they're both adjacent carboy people,
yeah,
who have,
yeah,
worked with the car,
yes,
kids,
yeah,
and then have done, yeah, stuff and, like, mm-hmm, at various times were enemies and friends and like
they're just shy of lovers.
Almost.
I'll be
the
honest.
The tension.
Yeah. Just,
yeah,
shy.
There's a lot of people on Twitter complaining that there's not even an air kiss between them in the,
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
Big height difference.
That opening is great, though. They actually split screen it. And there's a nice joke involving eggs going on there. Yeah, essentially, they were both kind of not bad guys, but antagonists in the Fast and the Furious series. They both came around to be allies eventually, not to each other, but to the Toretto family.
Yeah.
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 Because what else is anything about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, this one is also about family. Like,
okay,
it's just replace all the Wikipedia entries with it's about family for,
yeah,
every single one. Vanessa Kirby turns up and she's part of the family now, too. There's a virus involved.
We just pick people up.
Yeah.
We just pick people up.
We pick
this
people
is how
up.
It happens.
And Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren's
been in the family.
So.
What?
Yeah.
Welcome to the party.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That said, there are other cameos which we should not talk about because the joy of this movie is getting these wild cameos that was not expecting at all, considering, yeah, how everything else was completely expected.
Yeah.
There are a lot, yeah, of surprise people popping up in this, and that delighted me. The fact that the execution on what was in the trailers was actually good and funny, and I was laughing at the lines, laughing with the lines, not laughing at the lines, and then not that there are actual tigers and lions in this, I mean the actual dialogue they have.
Mm.
There's moments that are frequently ludicrous, but ludicrous is not in this.
Mm.
And we were laughing when we watched it, right?
Oh, yeah. I think this movie is good fun.
Yeah.
I this really feels like a summer movie for me. Action. It's just ridiculous action. There's a lot of testosterone in this. I felt like I needed to do some push-ups after. it's just all over the place. There's a lot of, like, topless men in it.
At one point, The Rock takes off his shirt, and then in the next scene, he
puts
it back
on
again.
While on the back of a truck.
In the middle of an action scene.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's needed to put a safety harness or something on him.
My immediate thought was, like, they have to put him in a harness. So, but, yeah.
But the thing about this, right, and the reason why I've been pretty excited for it, even though I don't know why, I'm not sure.
The trailers are bad.
No, I haven't seen any trailers.
Oh.
I don't care.
You're just
like,
so excited.
I'm just there.
I want another one.
No, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that you have two of, I think, the most self-aware actors in Hollywood.
Yeah.
They know exactly who they are. They know their limitations. They know what they can do. I mean, like, between the two of them, one's been in Scorpion King, the other's been in The Meg. Like they get it. They know exactly, like,
what they bring to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but they do it really, really well. I mean, The Rock in Statham basically like just do The Rock and Statham really well in every movie that they're ever in. And so
now they do it together. That's that's pretty much it. They're doing
that's
that.
Making bank. Yeah.
I do have to say this was probably the first time I liked The Rock so much. I'm not a big fan of The Rock. I'm not a big fan of Dwayne Johnson. I didn't enjoy Skyscraper or Rampage. I don't enjoy his presence on screen that much.
Even Jumanji?
Not even Jumanji. Oh. But this was the first time where I was just, he knows exactly what he's doing. Yeah. Lynn, you're right. Like, he is going in. He knows the jokes that are made at the expense of him, but he's also, he's not in on the joke, but he's in on the joke.
Yeah.
And that's, you need a very good comedic actor to be able to do that. Jason Statham does that extremely well as well. Jason Statham was great in Spy.
Where he ripped his arm off, sewed it back on.
And this is the kind of great middle ground where action meets the exact comedy that Jason Statham's able to like pull off. Mm. And it's perfect for the both of them.
So we strayed really far from the story. Like we got
It doesn't
far.
Matter. It's, okay, it's about right. family, literally. That's it.
I was an hour in and I just thought, what's happened? Why are we fighting? Why are they running so far? What, they're in another country now? What's happening? There's a new group of people. Who are they? And they're gone now.
Yeah.
Look, it's so incomprehensible.
It's a weird mix of Fast and the Furious, Mission Impossible, Skyfall, Home Alone, and Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'll let you have that one.
We should say Idris Elba, like, this is Fast and the Furious goes sci-fi. Idris Elba is essentially, and they make the joke in the movie, he's the Terminator. He calls himself Black Superman, but he actually is like, He survived two bullets to the head, and all he has is a bit of silver in his teeth to kind of give it away. And he has a, they kind of skip over the fact that he has a robot bike that follows him around and changes shape to fit through holes. The action is fun. The fight scenes are all pretty good, except there's some slow-mo stuff at the end, which I really didn't need.
I don't care. Ooh. It was great.
No, I didn't mind it. I think at that point, I was like, after seeing so much like fast action, I'm like, yeah, slow it down.
This is after the point that we looked at each other after a big action set piece and just said, they're all dead. There's no way anyone survived that.
Look, let's be honest. They would have died three times already by that point. Yeah. It was fun. I get it.
Aww. I'm so excited. You're so excited. I really am. Yeah. I really am.
Sometimes all you want is just like, I just want to go in and my brain just switches off entirely. Because if you're counting like the possible death counts, you're never going to make it. It's like first 5 minutes and you're like, okay, everybody's dead. Cool. Okay, so we've been talking about Hobbs and Shaw, which, as we mentioned, is a Fast and Furious presentation, part of the by now seriously long-running series of films. After this, we're going to try and, I think, going to try and tease out all the different themes or all the different movies of Fast and Furious, because there are so many, you guys. Do you enjoy this franchise? Is it one of your favorites? Are you excited about Hobbs and Shaw? We want to know. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Tweet us at SkipIntroMY and write us at movies@bfm.my.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Hello, you are listening to Skip Intro with Lynn, Ian, Bahe and Julian. Earlier we heard their take on Hobbs and Shaw.
Which, also known in Japan as Wild Speed Super Combo.
What?
Whoa,
I want to watch that.
I want that toy. whatever that is, you know, it's just going to be cool. Wow.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
They're the Super Combo.
They are the Super Combo.
That's beautiful. Because,
you're right. Yeah, I'll go with that.
And the Super Combo was first introduced to the world in Fast and Furious something. So we thought we would just spend the second half talking about the movies and trying to place...
Just trying to figure out which action sequences we remember come from which movie.
God, even that's going to be hard. I mean, I have the list in front of me and that's, I don't even think I can do
just
that
like,
in time.
Okay, I think we should lay out first who has seen what and how many, because otherwise we don't know what the stakes
Sounds
are.
Right.
So I have seen certain numbers. I'm not certain what those numbers are.
Certain numbers those are. Yeah.
You've seen some Fast, a little Furious.
Yeah, just a bit. Some I've seen in totality. I think the first one I saw in the cinema was the last one, I think, or maybe the one before that.
Okay.
So what do you think happened in that one?
What was it that?
There was a plane, and Jason Statham rescued a baby.
Okay, that's the last one. Yeah, that's faded. Here. We'll work backwards.
Yes, I've got that. Yeah. I think I've got the one before as well. And then I at some point knew the I wonder if you know. And then that's like,
yes,
but I didn't watch
Julian's
that film.
What the hell is that one?
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
And then I've seen various, there's a slow-mo love scene with Paul Walker and somebody like spinning cars. That's a very early one. I think movie
Must
two
be the
or,
second one.
Are you thinking of Mission Impossible 2?
Oh God, I might be, which is ludicrous. It's such a stupid scene. No, the spinning cars is Mission Impossible. The side-by-side cars, they do several times over.
Yeah, I think that's the flirting in the first one where Paul Walker meets Maya and he just keeps coming by because he likes the tuna sandwiches.
Yes.
And they're stealing DVD players.
Yes.
I think the first one is literally, we're stealing DVD players.
Yeah, yeah. The first one is the FBI comes, or rather Paul Walker, who's with the FBI, spoiler alert, has to stop a gang of car racers who are stealing DVD players.
And then he becomes a car racer.
And then he becomes a car racer.
And then he leaves the FBI?
Guys, this is Point Break, but cars.
Yeah.
Well, the first one is. It's Point Break.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's,
yeah. Oh.
Okay, but how many have you seen, Julian?
So on Bahir's advice, just the first one, because that...
You saw Tokyo Drift, right?
I saw Tokyo Drift in bits on TV when I was surfing, but I loved the song. I watched the first one because, quote, then you'll understand why they're fast and furious.
Did you understand?
And now I get it.
Yeah, don't take financial advice from Bahir. That's the worst. No. That's the worst one. If you have to watch one Fast and the Furious
that's
movie,
the
that's
point.
Not the one to
no,
watch.
No, but the other ones don't explain why the movies are called Fast and Furious.
I've never watched the first one in toto. And I started on 8 and I got it. Like, you don't need a lot. It's like, they're a bunch of people. At some point, they have been on different sides of the law and now they're...
Now they're together.
Yeah, now they're together. Yeah. And sure, I mean, and these people are in love. Yeah. I get it.
At one point, I think it's around... So this was like Twilight to me at one point where I was like, I don't need to think about this at all. I can live my life without it. And then I guess I got more into writing about reviews and things, is like the last ones I'm going to have to watch all of them, and then I loved all of them, and then it was this as well where it was like I think it was 5 or 6, it's like, right, I'm going to have to watch all of them, and thankfully I did then, because it was a lot less of a effort to watch all of them in 1 week than it is now, because they just keep going.
So where, okay, Bahir, you've seen them all?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Alright, so we've laid it out. At what point is there a fight on a plane where people are throwing things, or rather throwing The Rock is throwing himself at people.
That's 8.
That's 8.
That's 8. Still 8? We're still at 8?
Yeah. There's a submarine in that one as well. There's a lot that goes on in these movies.
And Charlize Theron.
Gal Gadot.
Yes.
And her partner in... Han.
Yeah.
At what point do they...
Show up?
And exit.
So Han's in it from, I think, 2.
2.
And then he dies in 3. And then because
See, I was
this,
avoiding that. Can we say that?
I think we can say that. It's 2006.
All right,
it's
all right.
More than 10 years old.
Yeah.
And but then also, this is where the weirdness comes in, because this is where people liked Han so much, the rest of the series decided that was from now on it was going to be a prequel to Tokyo Drift.
There it is. Okay, that makes sense.
So technically, it's 1 and then 1, 2.
It's 1, 2, 3. Then,
no, you can't put 3.
Sorry,
so it's 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 3, 7, 8.
I think that's how it works.
That's how it goes.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Right.
Basically, Justin Lin was like...
That's the watching order for the Fast and Furious.
Because Justin Lin directed Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6. Basically said, I really like Han. I don't want to kill him. So I'm just going to play around in the Han prequel years.
Star Wars'd it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I'm just looking at Ian's screen right now. And Too Fast, Too Furious was directed by
John Singleton.
Yeah. Come on.
That was brought up when he passed away there recently. Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
But that's the serious. That's the serious Fast
that's
and
the
Furious.
That's the serious. Admittedly, though, yeah.
So I'm not into serious Fast and Furious. Like, I try to watch. I think I've gone on record as saying that I struggle with Toy Story because it has conflict that I'm not used to.
Okay.
So the fact that Buzz and Woody don't get along, I'm like, what is this? You guys are going to be friends.
Right.
I don't get why I have to watch this. And so the same thing is true for serious Fast and Furious, where I'm like, now we have to pretend that, like, this is, you know, I don't get it, because later on you're all going to be on the same side and fighting terrorists.
Yeah, because you watched the later ones first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I watched it in the cinema when it came out, like 2001. We were all excited. I mean, Malaysia...
Car culture was big at the time.
Yeah,
I mean, there was video games. There was all the...
No, absolutely. Like, Malaysia had a big car culture at the time, like underground racers and all that stuff. So
Need for Speed was at the video games and stuff. Like, they were all pushing, instead of realistic racing, it was all kind of body jobs and
so, like,
nitros.
You know, I knew guys who had cars like this, who had these cars, who had the lights under the car. So it was very much a culture that I was into. So I watched it and I really liked it. So I'm in from the beginning of the seriousness weirdness of car driving, racing, like, oh, changing when you change gears, NOS, and all that stuff. And then it just, and then he jumps the shark for me.
Yeah, well, it's around 5 or 6 where it just becomes...
Only 5?
No, but I think 4 is kind of a serious drug thing. There's like a drug dealer they're trying to... Because they've annoyed the wrong drug dealer.
That's in Tokyo.
No. That's Fast and Furious. It's 4. Tokyo's 3. So I think it's 5 or 6 is where they start getting this kind of... There's an old cartoon called Pole Position with cars that flew. It's like they basically become car heroes. It's the Cowboys. It's when they start becoming international Cowboys of mystery.
Yeah. When does Jason Statham come in?
6.
Sure.
It's the end of 6.
So at the end of 6, he turns up because he was the one who killed Han. This is the thing why a lot of people are going to have problems with Hobbs and Shaw, because it's part of the lore. He killed Han. But now he's all buddy.
Don't say lore. Don't say that.
No, this has lore. There is lore in Fast and the Furious.
When you hit 9 films, you have lore.
Yeah. Oh, that's you a Fast and Furious, like Wikia.
And if you remember the plane one, which is Wild Speed Sky Mission. So the Wild Speed part of the Japanese title is Fast and the Furious. That's what that's called. The airplane thing, it's Luke Evans and Jason Statham. And Luke Evans is the villain from... Oh, God. 6, I'm going to guess. Oh, let's say 6.
And they're brothers.
They're brothers.
And Helen Mirren's their mom. So that's why you meet her earlier on. Yeah. So, see, I got it. I know stuff.
And then Kurt Russell turns up as Mr. Nobody, who's a weird government agent who basically says, I'll clear all your illegal stuff if you do some heists for me, for the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's how law works.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious universe.
Yeah. And then there's the one where they're dragging giant safes through the streets of
Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one? I think that's where it kind of get into, we're going to go ludicrous, not ludicrous, but in a fun way and have fun with it.
Yeah.
We have not once said Vin Diesel's name.
Yeah.
It's fine. He's my family. Yeah. It's okay.
Saying there are cars in this movie.
Yeah.
Like
it's like saying there's a rumbly bald man walking around. Like, we get it. He's just fine. Walking around rumbling.
Like, Vin Diesel is the least interesting part about the Fast and Furious series now.
I mean, they had to make him they made him the bad guy in 8.
But even then was...
Because he was, blackmailed by Charlize
Theron. Yeah, I remember that. But he was the bad guy for, 15 minutes before he was like, actually, family. That was that. It
wasn't last very long.
But that's the comfort of these movies, right? They're like junk food, but they're comforting because nobody dies. And even if they die, it doesn't matter. Because, if you like them enough, they'll come back. And then it's just like, they're put in ludicrous, dangerous situations and you get to watch stuff explode and nobody dies. Nobody ever dies. And you're just like, cool.
That's cool.
Letty died, but she got better.
But then she came back.
Exactly.
Fast and Furious makes me think of a time in Hollywood in 2003 when we just played hard and fast and furious with movie franchises where we didn't sign contracts for 20 years. We just, people like people. Oh, we'll bring them back.
Yeah.
And we're going to have fun with it. Doesn't matter. Which rapper are we going to have in this one?
Yeah.
I kind of like
because
that.
Because he gets a song.
But there is an extra level to this in that people try to do that an awful lot of the time. It is a very odd, people say it's a petrolhead franchise, but getting Justin Lin, James Wan, F. Gary Gray to do it, once I ignored this series for a while, once I got into it, it was like, no, these are not you have to turn your brain off dumb. These are not Transformers.
Mm.
These are not the Michael Bay Transformers movies. They are genuinely entertaining. There are usually fun bits. There's that bit where The Rock decides that he needs to go to work, so he breaks the cast off with his arm, and there's just moments that just stick out like that and are fantastic.
I've clapped my hands before in the cinema. No, just out of delight. It's that happened.
Congratulations. Oh, yes. Amazing.
Too well done. Too much.
I thought you meant
bravo.
That was an opera clap.
Not like that. Just more like you clasp your hands and that happened.
It was just glee, right? I think you have to accept that about the Fast and Furious, right? And for me, it was coming to it later. I think for me, it was maybe number 4 or number 5 where I just went, you know what? Yeah, okay.
There were probably some people out there who were really mad that it went it stopped being so serious about the cars.
Yeah, I was very mad about it. I was for a while, yeah.
Not to drag it down, do you guys remember Need for Speed?
Yeah.
The movie. Yeah.
And on a video game.
Yes, exactly. And how awful that was.
Yeah.
Truly horrendous and just a never-ending sequence of cars. And And I think that is what Fast and Furious could have been if it had continued following the series. We gotta wallow. Yeah. We gotta have, men family. Wondering how to be men.
Yeah.
This is just straight up, It's testosterone, it's fuel, it's just, that's all you need.
And we'll have two more coming up. So we'll have Fast and Furious 9 in 2020, and then in April 2021, we'll have the untitled 10th film. Although, you know, they have... They really messed up. Like, Fast 5, like, it wasn't really F8 of the Furious. It was Fate of the Furious. Like, they just...
Yeah. But they... I really hope they keep that going. Because, you know,
the,
it's just like...
The goofy names.
Yeah.
I think it was fast, 6 had, like, multiple names. It was, yes. it was Fast 5, and then there was like, is it Furious 6 or not? And then it was Furious 7. They had cold feet. Marketing put out some posters that were then gone again.
Yeah, so I like that. I like that, those silly names.
I mean, if they do Fast and Furious 10, it has to be, the IO has to be 1-0, right?
Yeah, because like, for example, I'm just, again, looking at Ian's thing. The first one was called the Fast and the Furious. And then
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, but then also number 4, they just go Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
There's no the...
It was a soft reboot.
It's just like... Yeah, they just went Fast and Furious.
So we've mentioned the Japanese versions, but we should just say, so it's Wild Speed, Wild Speed by 2, Wild Speed by 3, Tokyo Drift, Wild Speed Max. Wild Speed Mega Max should just be the name of the 10th one, I think. Then there's Wild Speed Euro Mission and Wild Speed Sky Mission, and the one then seen is Wild Speed Ice Break.
I want those on t-shirts.
That makes sense.
I think Wild Speed Mega Max should just be the last episode.
No, number 10 should be Wild Speed in Space.
Yes.
Because the producers have already said that going to space
it's
is
the only
not outside.
Place left
it's,
to
yeah,
go.
They've conquered Earth.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that point where he jumped between the two towers in Dubai,
buildings,
so it's only a matter that he just needs a really sweet ramp and he'll be able to land on Mars.
Look, Elon Musk has got a car in space. Why can't maybe they have to go and get it?
There's just so much to look forward to.
That's 10. I've got it down.
Honestly, so much to look forward to. We've been talking about Hobbs and Shaw and then going on to talk about the franchise from which it spawned, which is, of course, Fast and Furious. Do you enjoy the franchise? Do you have a favorite? Can you keep track of what happens where? WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at SkipIntroMY. Write us at movies@bfm.my. Thank you.